We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we continue our conversation as we continue to count down to the 2018 NFL Draft. Coach Rick Neuheisel is with us on the hotline. Of course, he's with SiriusXM, ESPNU, CBS Sports.com, CBS Sports TV, of course, college football analyst, and he was the head coach at UCLA, where we'll begin there, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us. You know, we had Jim Mora Jr. We played the clip from him the other day where he talked about, you know, Josh Rosen might not be the best fit for the Browns at number one. Those are pretty stunning comments to us. When you heard those comments, Jim Mora Jr., about his quarterback not being the best fit for the team picking one, what was your reaction to that?
Well, I think it has more to do, not so much slighting the kid that played for him. I think it has more to do with Jim's experience in the NFL. You know, I don't have this firsthand. Jim and I don't speak a lot. But he's, you know, a guy that coached in the NFL. He's played in Cleveland. He was the head coach at Atlanta. He was the head coach at Seattle. He's an assistant for many years. So he knows what the personality of the Cleveland area is, and it's a hard nose. It's tough. It's you got to deal with adversity. You're gonna find a way to get up and figure out a way to win. And if you're thinking about the personalities of the different quarterbacks with Cleveland's situation with the first choice and the fourth choice, which personality of all those guys best resonates with the fans? Not so much that he doesn't believe Josh Rosen can go in there and be that guy, but in terms of what the fans are going to think about it when adversity strikes, which invariably it will, I think Darnold, the guy at USC who never blamed anybody, there's never been a negative thing said about Sam Darnold other than too many turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the guy that, you know, is the modern day John Wayne, finds a way to ride into the town and save the townspeople, right? He never pointed a finger one time at his offensive line this year, despite it, you know, being porous at best, inexperienced at best. Never took any shots at receivers dropping a ball. He absolutely just wears all the blame and does it without incident. That Ohio State game where they were absolutely beaten to a pulp at the point of attack, the defensive line, Urban Meyer said as much in the aftermath of the game, saying our defensive line won the game because USC couldn't block him. Well, mm-hmm. It was that way much of the year. And yet, despite throwing off his back foot, falling down, he made NFL throw after NFL throw and never threw anybody under the bus doing so. Cleveland and Cleveland fans can get behind a guy like that and give him and create some patience for a guy who's never going to ever cast any dispersions on anybody else. Not that Rosen would, but given where people's mindset is with a guy like Rosen, who was maybe born into a affluent backdrop and you know, has brash things to say, I think the personality fits best with Cleveland with Sam Darnold, and I think you're getting an excellent quarterback.
And that's all fair in everything that you say there. I guess I just, from Rosen's standpoint, if I'm Josh Rosen and I don't know the kid personally, I'd be a little bit pissed off that my coach didn't go to bat for me the way that it seemed like he talked more about Darnold, like this kid's tougher, this kid's got the mentality, he's going to be able to, you know, do all these things. Whereas, you know, he didn't, you know, he kind of went into it saying fit is this important thing, but I don't know, man. Like I'm if I'm Rosen, well, I'm a little upset.
Well, You're catching me without knowing everything that was said.
Sure.
I got a little snippet of
sure.
it this morning.
Sure, it was just a snippet,
And the snippet that I got was strictly in terms of fit.
Yeah,
not necessarily in terms of who's better and who I would choose if I were choosing. I thought it was about fit, and I think he's just using his experience in the NFL as creating that determination.
No, you're
whether
coach,
or not that rankled Josh Rosen, I think we'd have to ask Josh.
No, you saw the same clip we did. It's just it was a snippet. It was just about fit and all that. I guess. I know Moore is not the coach at UCLA anymore, so he's not like worried about recruiting and things like that. It was surprising to us. I think that he didn't say, my guy's the number one guy in the draft, no matter where it ends up being.
Whether
you know
he
what I mean?
Believed it or
yeah,
not.
Exactly. You know.
Yeah. And he said things like that. He defended Josh Rosen thick and thin throughout his entire time there at UCLA. You know, when he was taken out of the game, I guess, there were some announcers that took some shots at him and leaving a game, and he took the announcers to task. And listen, I think Jim is thoroughly enamored with Josh Rosen as a player. I think if he were at the NFL level, I'm sure he would be in the GM's office saying, we got to have this guy. But to take, I just can't take it the context based on what I saw and make more of it than I think what I already said.
Coach Rick Neuheisel is with us. Coach, do you think Sam Darnold is the best quarterback? You know, if we add in Baker Mayfield, we add in Josh Allen, do you think he's the best one?
For Cleveland, I do. And for the reasons I said.
Yeah.
I've said this all along. I think Sam Darnold is special. I went to the Rose Bowl 2 years ago, guys. And you know, I go to it as often as I can because I have got such great memories there, right? And it's just the coolest football game on the planet, in my estimation. And Darnold was a freshman quarterback, having come in after, I think, the third game and took the Trojans to the granddaddy of them all, playing Penn State. And we all know the magical year that Penn State had. There was Saquon Barkley in all his glory, and it was a beautiful game. I think the final score was like 52-48 or something like that. It was a wild shootout. What I can tell you about watching Sam Darnold in that game was he was as heroic in an incomplete pass as he was in the 5 touchdown passes. There was a play where he had nowhere to go. They were coming in, and it was everything he could do to save the baby, and he jumped in the air just to throw a pass into the ground and save the 5 to 7 yards of a sack. And it was a heroic play. He makes plays throwing on the run. I go back to Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, where Robert Redford couldn't hit anything when he was shooting. And next thing you know, he says, can I move? And the next thing you know, he's hitting everything. And now he's learning pocket. He never had great protection in either of his 2 years at USC, and yet he stood under fire and made NFL throw after NFL throw. I think this guy is special. He's got that John Wayne mentality. He's going to save the town. And I think the folks in Cleveland who have been through some of the worst luck in the history of the NFL and have not been around winning, I think this guy can be a difference maker.
We're talking with Coach Rick Neuheisel, of course, from ESPNU Radio, CBS Sports, college football analyst, does it all, does a great job. Full Ride, I listen to it, Coach, every morning, especially during the college football season. It's a great listen. Big fan of you and Chris. You guys do a great job.
You're kind.
Yeah, well, you guys do. And I know how much you follow the game, you cover it. And so I want to ask you about another quarterback who I'm a huge fan of, and that's Baker Mayfield. And he's kind of been the forgotten man since the Senior Bowl because, the combine has been – it was the Josh Allen, it was the Darnold, it was the Rosen. That was the conversation. But he had a private workout with the Browns last Friday, and there is some buzz there still with Baker Mayfield to the Browns. What do you make of Baker and his chances to be a good pro?
I love Baker Mayfield. Let me give you a little backdrop story. I had a kid by the name of David Rye come and coach for me at UCLA. And it was a guy that was selling hips and joints and things for a living. He came to my press conference and had zero background in coaching, but decided, as he sat and looked at the television, saw that I was being named the head coach at UCLA, he said, I want to work there and I'm going to go be a football coach rather than selling hips and joints, even though he was one of their top salesmen. He sat in my office for 5 hours waiting for me for a chance to talk to me. He ends up getting the job just by sheer wearing me down. I give him a literally no pay, just an analyst job. He comes and works for me, and he's got this gift for recruiting, and he ends up taking a job with Cliff Kingsbury when he gets the job at Texas Tech. One of the things he did as a project was try to do the walk-on program. So he goes to the top 100 players in Texas, quarterbacks, who didn't get a scholarship, watches their film and picks this kid out of Austin, Texas, by the name of Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, so he writes him a letter and says, if you'll call me every week, we're going to be interested in you. Baker Mayfield called him every week for like the next 12 weeks to get a chance to walk on to Texas Tech. He then went in there and beat out Davis Webb, who's now with the New York Giants. He beat Patrick Mahomes, who's now with the Kansas City Chiefs, was also a quarterback there. These guys, Baker Mayfield took him down. Another kid that transferred to Virginia Tech and became the star, I think Michael Brewer. The point I'm making is this guy is not afraid of competition. He's not afraid of hard work. He'll do the dirty work. He ends up leaving Texas Tech, going to Oklahoma as a walk-on, ends up being an intramural quarterback there, winning the championship, gets back in, takes down Trevor Knight, who had thrown four touchdown passes against Alabama in the Sugar Bowl, beats him out, and the rest, as they say, is history. He came to New York three times in a row as a Heisman finalist. He's a 70% passer. Now, if you're going to take Baker Mayfield, you have to take at least a little bit of his offense. You know, they did that right. with RG3 at yep. Washington, and it worked out beautifully in year one. Then all of a sudden they went away from it, and we can all remember how that turned out, not only for the Redskins, but also for Cleveland. RG3 needs his offense. Baker Mayfield needs a little of that RPO, and you can see that showing all over NFL game film. The Eagles use it to help win a Super Bowl. So to me, if you take Baker Mayfield, who is a winner, has found a way to find a way to win all his career, you got to draft a little bit of his offense, and you're going to be very happy with it.
We're talking with Coach Rick Neuheisel. Coach, you know, Brown's obviously going to almost definitely will take a quarterback at one. There's a chance quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3. That leaves the Browns picking again at 4 with a chance to get the best quarterback, at least how they see it, and then the best non-quarterback how they see it. We believe it's down to, if that were the case, between Bradley Chubb and Saquon Barkley. My vote is for Bradley Chubb. Dustin?
I'm on board Bradley Chubb.
Bradley Chubb, yeah. Even though Saquon Barkley's a great talent, what would you do in that scenario?
I'd go Bradley Chubb. I love Saquon Barkley, having interviewed him. He's as marvelous a kid. He'd be a great face of your organization. He'd be great in the community. He's obviously gifted as a kick returner, gifted as a running back, gifted as a receiver out of the backfield. He's a freak athlete. The combine numbers show that. I mean, there's nothing not to like about him, but I do not think he's a move-the-chains running back. I don't think he's Fournette. I don't think he's Zeke Elliott. He's not that power guy. There were games in the Penn State film that he got 40, 30, you know, 25 yards. He's not that going to get 100 no matter what happens on defense. In the NFL, those holes for running backs are not nearly the same, and he's more of a guy that wants to use his eyes and find another place to get outside and make plays. More Christian McCaffrey, if you will, than Fournette. And for that reason, I think I'd go with the pass rusher. But I worry for Cleveland that Chubb may not be available because the Giants trading JPP, I think Chubb might be off the board at number 2. And if that be the case, then I'm fine with Barkley.
Coach Rick Neuheisel is with us on the hotline. Coach, last question here. The one quarterback we didn't talk about is Josh Allen. And there are some reports out there. Mel Kiper comes out with his mock today. And he's well respected. He's had Allen to the Browns since his first mock, and there was a report last week that the Browns are still interested in Josh Allen. It's between Allen and Darnold. What do you make of the kid from Wyoming, who's got an interesting history? You know, he didn't have any scholarships either. He ends up at Wyoming, big strong kid, but doesn't really his completion percentage is not great. That's kind of the big knock on him.
Well, listen, he is. You know, one of those rare finds. He's from a little town in California called Firebaugh, right, which is a little, small little hiccup town in the Central Valley. He went to Reedley College, then he's off to Wyoming. He's Battlestar Galactica. I watched him work out at the Senior Bowl. He's got an amazing throwing arm, And when you try to figure out what, you know, a couple years of seasoning will do, or you can put a little trajectory on that. You know, people talk about the AFC North. Do you need the big guy, the Roethlisberger, the Flacco, because of the cold weather days and so on and so forth. And so this guy, kind of like the old show Brady Bunch, right? Johnny Bravo, because he fits the suit. You start wanting to plug him in. And when you get to meet him, he's engaging. There's nothing not to like about Josh Allen. I just think if you take Josh Allen, you're going to really rely on Tyrod Taylor being really good this year, because you do not want Josh Allen having to play, I would say, for two seasons. Really let him grow and get comfortable and so on and so forth. Then I think you're going to have a heck of a player. And it wouldn't shock me if the Browns say, you know what, because the Giants are likely to take Chubb, we take Chubb in the first round, or with the first pick. Let the Giants do what they will. And the unlikely that they'll take a quarterback, at least my guess with Dave Gettleman in charge there. I would say then you see the Jets take whether it be Darnold or Allen, and then you take the other. I think you find yourself in a really good situation if you're Cleveland.
Not only is he a terrific college football analyst, a radio host, he does it all. He's also a guitar player and a singer. Coach, we track you down, I don't know, sometime after the draft. Can we get a song on the air next time?
We will look at Cleveland's draft in the aftermath, and we will put it to music.
That's
what we'll do.
It's excellent.
We'll put Cleveland's draft to music, and hopefully it'll be a tune they'll be singing for years and years as the change in fortune on the lake. That's hopefully what we can come down with.
I mean, that could become the Browns theme song if you do it right.
Well, man. If it does, we'll have a big party. Okay?
A lot of royalties.
Is that fair enough?
That's
right,
awesome, Coach.
Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
All right, enjoyed it, boys. Take care now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.